Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when there's a pretty entertaining movie about the end of the world. How does the world end? I don't want to give it away, but it involves a robot apocalypse. But does the world really end, or is it saved by the Mitchells versus the Machines? It's opening all around the country. It's available on Netflix, actually. And it's billed as a family movie. Is it appropriate family viewing? We will let you know. There's also a touching film, at least it's meant to be, with Billy Crystal and Tiffany Haddish. And if that sounds like kind of an odd pairing for a movie with at least romantic overtones, well, it is. It's also a movie about losing your mind. We will get to that, a new Jason Statham thriller about him playing a role of a mysterious slaughterer and hero. That movie is called Wrath of Man. I don't get the title entirely. We'll review that as well, plus a documentary that is actually fascinating about high-level negotiations involving three different presidents and what it tells you about the human factor. But first, let us go back in history. 10 years ago, and 10 years ago, America was just celebrating the death. And yes, it's appropriate to celebrate his death. It seemed to me at the time it was. In retrospect, it's even more appropriate. We celebrated the death of Osama bin Laden, who had murdered 3,000 Americans. And yes, it was murder. It's called September 11th. And that basic occurrence provoked our call of the week.
The call of the week.
I get so overwhelmed. Like, I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on The Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is...
Well, the winner was in May 2011. It was Rhonda in Plano, Texas. Listen.
I am not chanting with you people.
What do you mean, you people?
And I am an American, but I'm not chanting because I can see the big picture, and I feel sorry for Osama bin Laden.
Houston, we have a problem.
I prayed that his soul would be saved, and I can see the bigger picture. I think of our government and our military as nothing but a murderous regime.
You think our military is a murderous regime?
Yes, I do.
And what would have been the appropriate response to September 11th?
I can see a picture way differently than most people. And here's a soul that was lost that could have been saved. Osama is no different than anybody else.
I have complete possession of my faculties.
He was a lost soul that did not know the Lord.
And do you feel that same way about Charles Manson or, say, Adolf Hitler?
Yes, I do. Yes,
and
I
Adolf
do.
Adolf Hitler as well.
Now, that was just sad.
You don't believe that Adolf Hitler deserved to die?
Well, I believe that God allowed him to die. I guess that the Lord allowed him to die. That was God's punishment.
Do you know any Christian leaders who agree with you, Rhonda?
I can say that, yes, I believe there are Christian leaders out there that would agree. I think of our government and our military as nothing but a murderous regime. I feel sorry for Osama bin Laden.
That's garbage.
That voice at the end, if you didn't recognize it, was the late Senator Edward Kennedy. That was Rhonda in 2011. You kind of wonder where she would be issues-wise if she were around today, especially on a day when people involved with another evil act, and I certainly don't make it the equivalent of the deliberate murders that Osama bin Laden or Adolf Hitler or Charles Manson engaged in. But federal grand jury has just indicted Derek Chauvin again. Wasn't he already guilty? Yeah, he's already guilty. This is something we had talked about with Andy McCarthy, former federal prosecutor, and you may remember on the air, I kind of disagreed with him. I thought the federal grand jury would indict Chauvin and the other officers, and they have. A federal grand jury has indicted Derek Chauvin and three other former Minneapolis police officers for violating the civil rights of George Floyd, the black man whose videotaped death last May during an arrest sparked nationwide protests and demands for the reform of police departments. Now, what you have to understand is this is a series of federal indictments. This is not the state of Minnesota. When Derek Chauvin was found guilty, it was not a federal charge. He was found guilty of second-degree murder and third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter, and they still haven't sentenced him, but that was on state charges. These are charges that are federal, that have to do with violating the civil rights of George Floyd. The surprise here that I don't think anybody was expecting is they also separately charged Chauvin in a separate federal indictment with violating the civil rights of a 14-year-old Minneapolis boy during a September 2017 arrest by holding the boy by the neck and hitting him multiple times in the head with a flashlight without legal justification. So we will see. And the point of all of this is, you may remember the Rodney King case, that the officers were basically let off when it was tried on the state level, and basically because they didn't find sufficient evidence beyond a reasonable doubt, but then they were put on trial again on federal charges. And that surely would have been appropriate if Derek Chauvin had gotten off. I think what I hope will happen here will be some kind of a plea bargain, some kind of settlement. But if we are going to go through another trial and go through it all over again and live through the horrible experience of the suffering of George Floyd, it can hardly help the country. However, the fact that they found this other case with Derek Chauvin apparently holding a 17-year-old, he wasn't 17, he was 14, and it was in 2017. And what that indicates is that if they had gotten rid of Derek Chauvin after that incident, which, again, I don't know the details, it sounds questionable, that might have been a way that George Floyd's death and everything that flowed from it might not have happened. And in the separate federal indictment of the 14-year-old, Chauvin is accused of holding his knee on the neck and upper back of the boy, even after the teen was lying prone, handcuffed, and unresisting. And this also helps to explain why Merrick Garland, the attorney general, has demanded a full investigation of the Minneapolis Police Department. In other words, why wasn't there some kind of response to this previous case with Derek Chauvin? This announced today, let us hope America is spared more wrenching focus on this particularly horrible case. When we come back, question of God and his role in American history. That from an emailer. We'll get to it coming up on the MedVet Show.
Does Osama do it for you?
When they first put his picture in the paper, that beautiful man with those cold black eyes, he just
drew you in. You know, he just looked like a beautiful man.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at SafeAirNetwork.com. That's SafeAirNetwork.com.
We just talk and talk and talk.
Your cultural crusader.
Radio jockeys like you are going to create more radical women. This is exactly why women become feminists, because they can't get a word in edgewise.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like ridiculous.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, you can get a word in edgewise by emailing us, in going to our website, finding the right way to do it and sending us an email, as Marta did in Kent, Washington. And she asked, why should a person who already tested positive with COVID get the vaccine since they already have immunity? And as I understand it, and I don't pretend to be a physician or to play one on the radio or anything of that nature, but I try to be informed about what the medical science indicates. And what people say is first of all, if you have had COVID, not everybody has the same level of antibodies, same level of immunity. And secondly, if you have had COVID much earlier in the pandemic, chances are you did not have one of those variant strains like the very deadly one from Brazil and the deadly one from the United Kingdom and the deadly one from South Africa. Those could affect you, though the testing seems to indicate that most of the vaccines, particularly the Pfizer vaccine, are very effective against those variants. And given the fact that there are such a tiny, tiny, infinitesimally small chance of actually having serious side effects from the vaccines. My wife, she got the Moderna vaccine. I got the Pfizer. My wife's vaccine experience was, first vaccine was fine. A second vaccine that she got with Moderna produced a little bit of side effects. She was feeling woozy for a day, but then fine. And the point over here would be I would consult your own physician, because there are reasons to do that if you have hesitation about whether he thinks it would be worthwhile or necessary for you to take a vaccine. There is no longer the same kind of concern there was much earlier in this process, which was, well, why should I take a vaccine that could be used more beneficially for somebody else who never had COVID or never battled back from it? But now, when in most parts of the country there is a surplus of vaccines, there are vaccines waiting for you, why not? And that's a basic answer, Marta, and thank you for the email. This came in from Bob in Federal Way, Washington. He says, I listen and love your show. Thank you very much. But as an atheist, less God talk would go a long way. I don't think the show is dominated by God talk, but I can't apologize for the issue coming up. Given the fact that the overwhelming majority of Americans are not atheists, they actually are people who say they believe in God, including the majority of people who are not affiliated with a church or synagogue, I think it's obviously one of those issues in America, and it is an issue that is clearly has more and more political ramifications with elements in the Democratic Party, not everyone, being less and less expansive in their view of religious liberty. In any event, Bob and Ken and Federal Way says, less and less God talk would go a long way. Whenever you mention your book, God's Hand on America, I always wonder, where was the Almighty during these events? Years of slavery and killing off Native Americans, he lists. Wars with the British and the destruction of the White House. The Civil War. The rise of the KKK. Racial riots, mass shootings, Pearl Harbor, 9/11, and COVID. You can't have it both ways, Bob writes. Either God is in control and plays a role in our nation's founding, rise, and history, or he's lazy, indifferent, and apathetic. No, I don't want to have it both ways. I only have it one way. God is in control and plays a role in our nation's founding and our nation's survival. And the idea that God has blessed America and protected America and helped to lead America to a totally unexpected level of power and prosperity doesn't mean that God hasn't allowed bad things to happen. You may even say caused bad things to happen. That's what Lincoln supposed, and Lincoln's second inaugural. he was looking back because the inauguration was in March of 1865. The Civil War was just about over. It was just weeks before the war was over. And Lincoln questioned why had God, who was worshipped by both sides, allowed the war to come. And he suggested a hypothesis that I think that many religious people and many historians would also recognize, which was that the war came to answer the wrongs of slavery, and in a sense as punishment, and as in a sense as redemption. And the point about God's hand on America isn't that terrible things have not happened to this country as they've happened to other countries. It's that fewer terrible things have happened, and America's trajectory has been pretty much in one direction. Now, you could say, well, recently I think that America has been going downhill, say, since 2001. But I think that's very dubious when you compare it to the rest of the world. The way that America has blessed the world, and the whole idea, and this is very much the idea of my book, which was just released in paperback, by the way, and you can find out about it, go to michaelmedved.com. The whole idea of God's hand on America is not that America has special privileges that were bestowed on this country by the Almighty, but special responsibilities, which is different. It's a parallel to the biblical role of the people of Israel. In other words, what does it mean to be a chosen people? It's not chosen people for joy and happiness and prosperity and long life. It's being chosen for responsibility to enlighten the world. And sometimes that responsibility brings with it all kinds of burdens. The United States is not perfect. There have been terrible aspects of our history, but when you compare the United States to any other nation, new or old, the percentage of great things as opposed to terrible things has very much shown up in our favor. And I think that to not recognize it or to deny that is to be blind to the true history of this country. By the way, go to our website, michaelmedved.com, if you're a medhead. And if you're a medhead, you have access to our new podcast series, In Light of History. There's one up there right now about President Reagan's most meaningful tax cut. Another one on the way about slavery and the Constitution. That all available for medheads at michaelmedved.com.
America loves him.
Americans love a winner.
Michael Medved.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We never thought that after the first 50 or 60 days, everything would be fine. Today, there's more evidence that our economy is moving in the right direction. But it's clear we have a long way to go.
President Biden reacting to a disappointing April jobs report, the economy adding 266,000 jobs in April, far below expectations. Meanwhile, during a White House briefing, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the road to economic recovery will be challenging.
We've had a very unusual hit to our economy, and the road back is going to be somewhat bumpy. We have to expect it.
110 million Americans are now fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. That's according to a tweet from White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now, what am I trying to say?
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the American political scene is punctuated by every sort of angry conflict, but few of them more angry and explosive and disruptive than a conflict that emerged yesterday on the floor of the Colorado State Legislature. A state lawmaker named Richard Holtorf, and he was a Republican. He's a defender of the Second Amendment. They were discussing a piece of legislation regarding the Second Amendment, and another member of the legislature, a Democrat, who is a perpetual antagonist, apparently, of Mr. Holtorf, and was wagging his finger and shouting at him, and then from the podium in front of the legislature, there was a kind of unfortunate reaction. It all sounded like this, and you can follow it pretty clearly, I think. This is clip 8.
In many ROE rules, you're not allowed to fire until fired upon. Because that is when your safety, that is when your life is threatened. I'm getting there. Don't worry, Buckwheat. I'm getting there. What I'd like to say, that's an endearing term, by the way.
Representative Holtorf, we must maintain order in here and not refer to any individuals other than in any inappropriate manner. So please do not do that any further.
Mr. Sullivan.
Mr. Holtorf.
Why are you yelling at me? Why are you yelling at me? Why are you yelling at me?
We're going to be in a recess.
Why are you yelling at me? Why am I?
Okay. I don't believe that the individual he was in conflict with was black. His name is Tom Sullivan. But the black members of the legislature were deeply offended by the reference to don't worry. And then he said, I guess what we have to say is the B word. I don't know, the word is buckwheat. And buckwheat, not buckwheat. In any event, there's a representative who is a person of color, Democrat, Leslie Herod, who posted this along with a video of this scene. And he said, this is what I have to deal with every period, damn period, day period. And hashtag on we press. And here's the difficulty, is a number of news sources say it was unclear who he was addressing when he said, hold on there, buckwheat. But you can't say that today. Because it clearly is a reference. Now, the Hill, in covering this, I think, was misleading. It said the term buckwheat originated from early 20th century Jim Crow era cereals and was depicted by comedian Eddie Murphy in Saturday Night Live sketches in the 1980s. Okay, the term buckwheat, it referred to a character, and it wasn't early turn of the century Jim Crow era. It was in the Little Rascals and later, or first Our Gang comedies and later Little Rascals. And buckwheat, I didn't know this until I started looking at it, because Billy Buckwheat Thomas played buckwheat. And buckwheat, who began appearing in Our Gang Follies of 1938 and other Our Gang short subjects, which were very entertaining. They used to show them on TV all the time. Billy Buckwheat Thomas was a pioneering transgender performer, because the character Buckwheat in the Our Gang Little Rascals short films from 1934 until the series ended in 1944, buckwheat was supposed to be a girl. She had hair with little bows tied in it. And was it a stereotype? It was a stereotype. Was Billy Buckwheat Thomas actually a very admirable individual? He was. He went on to serve our country for 12 years with distinction in the United States Army. He raised his only child to be a achiever and contributor. Billy Thomas Jr., the younger, the child of Billy Buckwheat Thomas, went on to graduate from California State University Northridge, and he created the Buckwheat Memorial Scholarship for students at Northridge in his father's honor. And in 2010, he wrote the book Ote, the Billy Buckwheat Thomas Story. So at least for that black family, the mere mention of buckwheat was not necessarily an atrocity. Is it an atrocity for this Representative Holtorp, who says it was a term of endearment? Absolutely. You cannot say that stuff today. And again, it's just too bad that Representative Holtorp, who represents the town of Akron, Colorado, it says, is a Republican. And I'm getting there, don't worry, buckwheat, I'm getting there. And no, it's not an endearing term in today's lexicon. Don't try this at home. Tomorrow we're going to cope with a relevant Washington Post headline that actually says, should you say the N-word? Should you even ask? Are you kidding me? We will get to that. There's also an indication. We actually made the point yesterday that that America is suffering from a birth dearth. We have the lowest birth rate in our country in more than 40 years. Since 1979, and some people say, accurately measured, probably since they started measuring birth rates, because people used to have much larger families. Today, we're way below replacement. There is contrasting news from another part of the world, And in 2020, the number of Israel's Jewish births was 134,866, 68% higher than 1995. In 2020, the number of Israel's Arabs' births was 42,435, 16% higher than 1995. In 2020, Jewish births were 76% of total births, compared with 69% in 1995. All of that is important because with Israel right now struggling to try to assemble a government, and now it is Yair Lapid, who is a leader of the opposition, who is going to be given a chance, unsure whether he will do it, to form a government to replace Bibi Netanyahu. It's all up in the air. But one thing that people say from the left all the time is that the higher Arab birth rate in Israel will lead to, ineluctably, to an Arab majority. It's not true. The Jewish birth rate is higher than the Arab birth rate, and of the 40 nations in the OECD, the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, Israel has the highest birth rate of any of them. It's the only one with a birth rate of over 3. And that, it seems to me, is a good thing, that with all the problems and challenges that Israel continues to encounter, there is still this overwhelming decision to go forward with the next generation. And by the way, that's a way of congratulating my niece on her third baby, which just arrived not far from Jerusalem. We will be right back with a series of movies with Billy Crystal and Jason Statham, Tiffany Haddish, and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
You don't know how many times I've yelled at the radio with you on
The Michael MedVet Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
With new leadership in Washington, D.C., it's abundantly clear that Americans are deeply divided. What does our country even believe anymore? What do we have in common? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. The Institute stands for the first things, the permanent things. Religious liberty, freedom of conscience, the family, limited government, free markets, our Judeo-Christian heritage. The Institute for Faith and Freedom is unafraid to support these timeless truths and principles with no apologies. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's www.faithandfreedom.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Everybody, a wonderful spring weekend, and let's hope we get a little bit of sunshine, despite the fact that rain is, I think, expected. Well, certainly today, I think we just had some, and tomorrow in the Puget Sound area. There are a bunch of movies that are opening up, some of them in theaters, and one of them on Netflix. So the latest from Hollyweird. The Netflix movie is an animated film that is inventive, and actually it's surprisingly enjoyable. It's called The Mitchells versus the Machines. And here's the setup. It's kind of a dysfunctional family living in suburbia where the main focus is on the older daughter who is actually very kind and very loving toward her younger brother who's shy and having a tough time in school. She's getting ready to go away to college. She wants to be a filmmaker. She makes little entertaining films. And in this animated film, her father, much to her chagrin, decides, no, he's not going to get her a plane ticket. They're all going to take a family road trip to drop her off at college. But in the middle of that road trip, a Silicon Valley figure, who I guess is sort of based upon Elon Musk or you take your pick, Mark Zuckerberg or something like that, who, except he happens to be African-American, that Silicon Valley figure is taken over by the robot apocalypse, the artificial intelligence bots that he builds are now planning to dispense with all of humanity. And only the Mitchells, for all their problems and their toy dog Munchie, only the Mitchells can save the Earth. Listen.
Who are these unstoppable warriors?
We're the Mitchells, the only people who can save the world. I'm super sorry, everyone. We're the last people left. You saved us. Save the world.
Baby, we're going to do this together.
It's a family on three.
Now, sorry.
Two.
Sorry.
One. Mitchell family.
Mitchells have always been weird, and that's what makes us great.
Okay, the movie's pretty great. It's, there are three factors that make for an animated movie. The animation, first of all, the animation here is fine. It's inventive. It's not superlative. It's more adequate than anything else. But the characterizations are terrific. You really feel like you know these people, and they are actually kind and decent people, and they have relationships with one another. The vocal talents include Maya Rudolph, and Danny McBride, who plays the sort of the bumbling father, but very well-meaning father. And part of what makes the thing work is that the silly plot, and yes, it has literally thousands of robots, two of whom actually take surprising turns. In fact, the entire plot takes some surprising turns. It is very funny, alternatively very touching, and about a girl finding her way. There are, by the way, for political correctness fans, all kinds of displays of the rainbow flag and rainbow imagery, suggesting that the young girl at the center of the plot may be, how do I put it, a strong defender of gay rights. But that doesn't become intrusive to avoid a 3-star rating for the Mitchells versus the Machines. It's rated PG because the violence in the film is silly rather than scary. Another film out today, and a very well-meaning film with a pretty impressive cast, features Billy Crystal. He co-wrote it. He directed it. He stars in it. He plays an aging comedian and a comedy writer who's trying to hold on to his TV show in which he is featured, despite the fact that he is suffering from early stages of dementia. And in that situation, he finds a very unlikely protector in the person of Tiffany Haddish, who plays an aspiring dancer. Listen.
Charlie, you can't be alone anymore.
If you ever need my help, I'm here.
I'm writing something, and I have to finish before my words run out.
I'll take care of him.
May I ask what your relationship is?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Do you live here? I'm his friend. But your dad needs you right now.
I mean, this young woman is full of surprises.
This is no time for jokes.
It's the perfect time for jokes.
Okay, there are some jokes in the film, nothing particularly uproarious. The performances are all good, and they're solid. Laura Benanti is in the film. You even get to meet Sharon Stone and Kevin Kline for the blink of an eye. And the film tries to be a sort of disease of the month melodrama. And the moments in the movie are more manipulative than meaningful. And part of the difficulty is when they go to flashbacks of the main character played by Billy Crystal about his earlier life and his marriage. His wife is departed. It basically is supposed to be a big reveal as to what is on his mind. And it comes across sort of like a Hallmark movie, especially with shots of sunsets and lakes and forests. It's disappointing. And wouldn't it be wonderful to see a full return of Billy Crystal? There's a sweetness to him and his performance, and even to his work as director and co-writer of this movie, so that you want the movie to be better than it really is. It is rated PG-13 for some of its content about disturbing moments of disease and danger. And 2 stars for Here Today. It's like Got It Here Today, Gone Tomorrow. It's playing in theaters, but it'll be gone tomorrow. Maybe not tomorrow, but in a couple of weeks. The Wrath of Man, actually the title is Wrath of Man, is a film by Guy Ritchie, and he worked years ago on Lock, Stock, and 2 Smoking Barrels with Jason Statham. He's with Jason Statham again in a remake of a French film called The Cash Truck, with Statham playing a mysterious, silent, sulking superhero who goes to work for a cash truck company that is menaced by ruthless robbers. Listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new addition. H.
Portico Security, specialized in cash trucks across L.A.
Do you have any idea how dangerous this job can be?
Some idea, yeah. We ain't the predators. We're the prey.
You ready?
Ready.
Who is this lunatic? It doesn't feel right. He's not a cop. But if he's not a cop, what is he?
Well, what is he? Actually, you never really find out. you find out through flashbacks and manipulation of time what his motivation is, but what he is exactly or how he developed these superhuman killing skills is never really revealed. Look, Statham is good. And this is maybe the closest thing to a serious performance he's ever given. There is an intensity to it, and some signs of an inner life, which is something for an actor to contribute. But moving the French film, which had a much better title, which was called Cash Truck, instead of Wrath of Man, which is a ridiculous title, the French film that took place in Europe, and this one has been moved to L.A. without any particular purpose. And the body count, which emerges here, and the ability for certain characters to withstand every kind of gunshot or blow to the head or dismemberment or attempted dismemberment is not fully engaging or believable. Guy Ritchie is an interesting stylist. But the film, which is rated a very hard R for all kinds of difficult moments, is only deserving of 2 stars. A better film is The Human Factor. It's a documentary. It's about people who spent the entire decade of the 90s trying to negotiate Middle East peace. There are scenes of Yasser Arafat, Bill Clinton, a whole range of Israeli prime ministers, and then people like Dennis Ross, who worked for the United States government, trying to bring peace. Listen.
Middle East peace is always a very attractive proposition. It's a very sexy topic.
When I look back now, we saw the world the way we wanted it to be. We did not see the world the way it was.
It's always easy to have an enemy out there. People just love to demonize the other side.
And look, the film is fascinating. Unfortunately, it ends in the early years of 2000-2001. The story will be continued.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.